أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلال وكل ضلالة في النار. As we have mentioned in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created His creation, and in every single thing that Allah has ordained and created, there is some wisdom. Whether we understand that wisdom or we don't understand it, you can rest assured that there is some wisdom. Many times Allah ta'ala has told us in clear details about that particular creation, and other times He only gave us a little bit of the information, and yet at other times He didn't tell us anything other than that that thing has been created. There is a creation of Allah Ta'ala that Al-Islam has brought us ample information by which, if we were to read the Quran and the Sunnah and make ourselves aware of this creation, we can minimize, if not completely eliminate, a lot of the problems that we have in our lives. And that is the creation that Allah has created, which is Iblis, or a shaitan. When we read the Quran and we read the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not the Bible, and not the weak hadith, and not the khurafat of the Sufiya and the other people who are munharifun, when we read the Quran and the Sunnah and we acquaint ourselves with the creation of Iblis, we come to know that Allah Ta'ala created Iblis before He created Adam. As He told us in the Quran, and remember when we said to the angels to bow down to Adam, and they bowed down, all of them except Iblis. That goes to show that Iblis was on the scene before Adam was created. And we can't misunderstand this ayat by thinking that Iblis was from the angels. He disobeyed Allah's order and he became from the fallen angels, as the Bible says. Iblis was a jinn, and he's always been a jinn, as the Prophet told us in an authentic hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has been collected by the Imam Muslim on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when he said, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورِ وَخُلِقَ الْجَانِ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارِ وَخُلِقَ آدَمُ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. The angels have been created from light, and the jinn has been created from a smokeless fire, and Adam has been created from what has been described to you, meaning the dirt. So Iblis is from the jinn, as Allah said, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنْ فَفَتَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. He was from the jinn and he disobeyed the order of his Lord. When we read the Quran and the Sunnah, we find that the Prophet told each and every one of us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْتَنْفِرْ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَبِيتُ فِي خَيْشُومِهِ. If you wake up in the morning, whenever you go to make wudu, take the water and put a lot of the water in your nose and blow it out, for verily shaitan sleeps inside of your nose. A description of shaitan and what he can do. We know that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي فِي بَنِي آدَمَ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. Shaitan goes in and out, and he circulates in the body of Adam just like his blood. So all of us have a shaitan. The Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Iblis, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, he has a throne, a arsh, and his throne is over the water somewhere. And every single morning, shaitan sends out his army to make mischief in the earth. Those shayateen come back to him at night, and he asks each and every one of his members of his army, what did you do today? He'll say, I caused a man to make zina. He said, you didn't do anything. What did you do today? He'll say, I caused a man to kill someone. You didn't do anything today. What did you do today? He'll say, I caused a man to get split from his wife. He'll say, you did a good job. Sit next to me on my throne. With all of the power and the ability that these kuffar have to send a satellite out in the stratosphere and to predict the oncoming storm and tornado, they haven't been able to find the throne of Iblis. They haven't been able to find the place of a Dajjal. They haven't been able to find the Dabba. But wallahi, thumma billahi, all of these creations are there. The Majuj and the Ya'juj are there. And the Sad, or the barrier, the tremendous fence that's preventing them from coming through upon the people is there. But the people's inability to see it is to show us that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala maintains and Allah Ta'ala alone has all the strength. From what Allah has told and informed us about Shaytan, and this can be considered one of the greatest ni'mas or favors of Allah upon us, is that Allah has identified for us in the Quran and in the Sunnah that Iblis is an avowed enemy to all of us. When he told us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Do not follow the steps, do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. For verily he is to you people an avowed enemy, clear enmity and hatred. And he wants to cause us all to end up in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with us. So with that being such, we have come here today to discuss a few issues as to how Iblis can come and play tricks with us. What are some of the doors and some of the windows that Iblis finds an opportunity to come to trick the sons and the daughters of Adam and making them of the people who are dhalim, and making them of the people who will be the people of the hellfire, the people who Allah Ta'ala is displeased with? And there are many. From the doors of opportunity that the shaitan takes advantage of, and he gives everyone in this, is that he comes with what is known as al-waswasa. He has been given the ability to whisper to the sons of Adam. The son of Adam listens to that whisper, and as a result of that, he acts upon that whisper, even though it's to his own detriment. The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, inna ash-shaytan qad hala bayni wa bayna salati wa bayna qira'ati fayulabbisuha alayya. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن ذاك الشيطان يقال له خنزب فإذا أحسسته فتعوذ بالله منه ثم اتفل على يسارك ثلاثة. He said, O Messenger of Allah, when I stand up to make salah, the shaitan comes to me and he becomes a barrier between me and my salah and me and my recitation, and he causes me to mess up the recitation. The Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily that is a shaitan whose name is Khanzab. That shaitan, his name is Khanzab, that comes to you in your prayer. While you're praying, when you stand up, you start to wonder, did I lock the door in my car? Did I leave the keys in my car? What is my wife doing right now? Did I leave the work undone back at my desk? When you should be standing in communication with Allah, he comes to you to take your mind somewhere else. He said, that one, his name is Khanzab. If any of you feel this, if it comes to you, then seek refuge in Allah from him and let him spit three times on his left shoulder. So he turns his face to the left while he's in salah and he goes, that's from the sunnah. So if you see someone, don't look at it as being strange. The point here is, a shaitan, he comes to the Bani Adam at a time when the person is closest to his Lord. When he's making the salah, He doesn't leave him alone at this time. He doesn't even respect. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying with his companion, and they saw him backing up as if he was trying to get away from something. After the salat, they said, what was that all about? He said, verily Shaitan came and he was trying to burn me with some of the fire. That was with the Messenger of Allah. If he can do this with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he chooses to do it at the time of salat, what about the other times? What about the person who is confronted with so many problems? Shaitan comes to him and he says, take some khamr, take some drugs, kill yourself, try to get out of the problem by using your mind. And he lands himself in a bigger problem, and he creates for himself a bigger problem. So that hadith that the Prophet told the companion sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, those people who are afflicted with the waswasa, which manifests itself in many ways. The whisper of shaitan and the waswasa is the person who we see. When he stands up for the salah, he says, Allahu Akbar. And then he does it again, Allahu Akbar. And he stands there for 20 minutes saying Allahu Akbar, over and over again, because he doesn't think he's doing the right thing. The one who stands to make wudu, every time he makes wudu and he gets to his head, he starts over from the beginning again. That's from the tricks of shaitan, the waswasa of shaitan. From the waswasa of a shaitan is when the man doesn't trust his wife and the wife doesn't trust the husband. So shaitan comes to one of the two partners and he whispers into their ear or their heart, and they begin to search the private and personal affairs of the other one. When the time comes that you search your partner's belongings, that's the time that you should part. If you lose that trust, it's from shaitan. So those people who are afflicted with standing up and making wudu over and over again, know for a surety this is from the waswas of the shaitan. From the window of opportunity that shaitan finds to use against the sons and daughters of Adam is what the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so many authentic hadith. On the authority of Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in a hadith that's been collected by the Imam al-Tirmidhi, they said that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-anatu min Allahi wal-ajratu min al-shaytan. Being easy and certain and investigative is from Allah. Taking your time and being easy before you make decisions, that's from Allah. And being in haste and rushing is from shaitan. Al-anatu min Allahi wal-ajratu min al-shaytan. I'm sure many of you have heard this hadith, especially the people from the Arabs, because it is in the books that they write for us in our country. Let it be known here today that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say those words. That is a weak hadith, and the Prophet didn't say it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we shouldn't say he said it. But we have in al-Islam, in the Quran and in the Sunnah, those proofs which would suggest and show us that yes, being in haste is from the shaitan, and being of the people who take their time is from Allah and is loved by Allah. As the Prophet says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the famous companion by the name of Ashaj Abdul Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to meet the Prophet in the waqf. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time met the man, and he looked at the man and how the man was acting with the people. After seeing how he was with the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his own companions, the Prophet said to Ashaj, inna fika khaslatain yuhibbuhum Allah, al-hil wal-anat. He said, verily you have two characteristics. Verily there are two characteristics in you, Ashaj, that Allah loves. You have this hil, you are nice and kind and easygoing with the people. You are haleem towards the people. When people who deal with you, they deal with you, they find that you are easy with them. And also you are a person who's not in haste. When it's time to make a decision, you take your time. If you want to divorce your wife, you take your time and think about it. If you want to marry a girl, you take your time and think about it. If you want to make an investment, you take your time and you think about it. If you want to take an opinion for or against, you take your time and you think about it. You're not one of the people who are like the young adolescents. Those people are inspired by their emotions. How is it possible that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was praying, he heard the people rushing to the salah? After the prayer, he said to the people in this authentic hadith, on the authority of Abu Huraira, has been collected by Imam al-Bukhari. He told us, and how many do we find of the people who reject this hadith in their practice? He told us, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَمْشُوا إِلَيْهَا وَلَا تُسْرِئُوا وَأْتُوا إِلَيْهَا بِالسَّكِينَ وَالْوَقَارِ فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. When you people come to the prayer, walk to the prayer, and do not rush and be in haste to the salah. And you have to have sakina, tranquility and ease. Whatever you have found in the prayer, go ahead and finish praying it. And whatever passed you by, make it up. So here we have another example. The salah, and you all know about the virtues of the prayer. The first thing you'll be asked about Yawm al-Qiyam is the salah. It's the only rukun from the arkan of Islam that's not raised off of us. Whether you're traveling sick, you always have to pray. We all know, whoever leaves the salah, he is a kafir. Too many hadith. The second pillar of Islam is salah. But in spite of all of that, fada'il, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, don't come to the prayer rushing. Don't be in haste coming to the salah. If you've been prohibited from being in haste coming to the salah, how are you going to be in haste driving down the street? Haste is from shaitan. So when you're in haste and you're traveling and you're going fast, that's when you have the accident. That's when you're more prone to have problems. When you're in haste and divorcing your wife, that's when you're going to regret that you mentioned it the third time. When you're in haste by marrying the girl, that's when you're going to regret all of the problems you have created for yourself. So even though that hadith is not authentic, the ayat of the Quran, like the statement of Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عُجُولًا, the human beings have been created in haste. They want everything yesterday. So those of us who find that we are the people who make decisions that are important decisions that affect our lives and the lives of people around us, we have to realize this is how shaitan plays with you. A man may sit and he may think and he may ponder that having more than one wife is very romantic. He only has in his mind one thing. He thinks that plural marriage represents only one thing. But he doesn't know that along with it comes a lot of responsibility. And he thinks when he introduces it to his wife, when she says, I don't think it's a good idea, he thinks it's because of her jealousy. That may be the sign from Allah Ta'ala. You shouldn't be in haste when you're going to make those decisions that are going to destroy your existing family. If it's going to destroy your children's lives and your present situation, you need to think about it 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times. This is not a joke. From the window of opportunities that a shaitan plays with the people is that he tries to come and use against us fear. There are those of you who I have met who I'm absolutely sure you have the ability to get up here on Friday and to talk to the people. And you have the ability to teach at least the language that Allah has blessed you with. There are those of you who have the ability, but shaitan makes one of you think that you're not worthy of it. He makes you think that the people are going to laugh at you. When Allah Ta'ala legislated the jihad, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited his companions to the jihad, those from the munafiqeen, from the hypocrites, they refused to go because of shaitan threw fear into their heart. As Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءُهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily those, that is shaitan. He is the one who makes fearful, when he throws fear, he makes afraid his awliya, those people who listen to him, those people who follow him. So Allah says, don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of what the people think or what they're going to think. But fear me, if in fact you are a believer. They are those of the people, the asaf shadeed, I'm sorry to say, who they sit there, and if someone gives the khutbah, they say, oh, this khutbah is nobility. Why does he give the khutbah? Why does he give the khutbah? But we say, we challenge you, and I sit and I see 200 grown men. If you think you can do better, Ya Abdullah, the opportunity is here for you. Let us know, and you can give the khutbah anytime. If you're not going to be from the people who help, help by being quiet, as we've been saying for so many years. We've been saying it for how long? Stop complaining. Or you yourself do what people you think they can't do. The man wants to give sadaqah in the cause of Allah. Shaitan comes to him and he says, if you give it up, you're going to become impoverished. You need the money. You want to lose your money. This is how a shaitan plays the trick on the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you people to the maghfirah, and he's calling you to the jannah. And the shaitan is calling you to poverty. He's trying to fear you. As-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. This shaitan is promising you that you're going to be poor, that you're going to be impoverished. And on top of that, he orders you to do the loovi. He prevents you from doing good, and he orders you to do evil. Allah is calling you to His forgiveness, and Allah is calling you to the paradise. So we say to the people, don't listen to the whispers of a shaitan, and don't be of the people who are in haste, but be of the people who want to do good by looking at themselves and saying, my minhaj is, if I am not part of the solution, I'm part of the problem. If I'm going to look at something and find a complaint, if I don't do anything about it, then I'm part of the problem. Let's not be of the people who are like the little children. The ones who like to just complain to their mothers and fathers about how the cereal is too hot, it's too cold, the drink is not enough, it's too much. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the shayateen and to make us of those people who are repentant and were truthful in words and in deed. Bismillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. From the tricks of shaitan, ikhwan, we have to understand this, is that shaitan comes to one of us and he comes to you in the picture of a friend. He comes to you and he presents himself in a picture that you think that he's your friend. That friend that you've taken, that companion who gives you advice. And unfortunately, that person can be your husband, and it can be your wife, it can be your relative, it can be your mother or your father, it can be your co-worker, it can be the person who you have a relationship with that is not sanctioned by al-Islam. A shaitan can present himself to you, and that person who is before you is the real shaitan. And I'm not speaking metaphorically, I'm not speaking figuratively. You look at your life right now, that thing or that person in your life who's causing the problem, that can be shaitan incarnate, in person. Some of you may find it strange. But al-Islam has told us that a shaitan has the ability to become someone and to present himself. Allah Ta'ala created the people of Noah. And for 10 centuries, the sons and daughters of Adam did not make any shirk. All of them believed in La ilaha illallah. They made mistakes. Adam's son killed his brother. They made mistakes. For 10 centuries, they believed in Allah. And then there were 5 righteous men from the time of Noah. Those 5 righteous men, you go back to Noah's surah, Suratul Nuh, and you'll find this surah. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَهُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَالنَّسْرَ. Those people say, do not leave your God. Do not leave Wad and Suwa and Yahuth and Ya'uq and Nasr. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told us in an authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Noah's people, 10 centuries the people were living. And those five men were from the people of Noah. And then when they died, Shaitan came to their people. Shaitan said to their people, you know those five men? They were righteous men from amongst you. Why don't you people draw some pictures and make some idols and statues and replicas of those men and put them in your nagi, put them in your clubhouse, so that every time you see them, you will remember Allah. So the people chiseled out idols and they drew pictures of those five men. When the ones who did that died, Shaitan appeared to their children. Shaitan said, you know your mothers and fathers, you see these pictures and idols? They used to worship these pictures and idols. So the children started to worship the pictures and idols, and that's how shirk was introduced to Bani Adam on the earth. Through Shaitan. And do you think that Shaitan was only trying to mislead Noah's people? Wallahi, he was trying to mislead us and the people who are here right now. Because he always has the long projection. He's always looking down the road. So the only sin that Allah Ta'ala won't forgive is shirk. Shaitan was the cause by playing a game to introduce it to the people. How? By coming and appearing to the people as a human being. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to make the hijrah. The people, the kuffar of Mecca, they were finding the time running out. We got to do something with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But each tribe knew, if we kill him, his tribe, even though they're kuffar, they're going to come back and get us. Even though they don't believe in him, they have the asabiyah. They have the racism. They hate Muhammad and what he's about. But if we kill him, they're going to deal with us just because of asabiyah, racism. So what happened? Shaitan came to all of the tribes. And he appeared to them as a man. He said, look, why don't you get one man, one young man from each tribe, everyone hit him at the same time, you all kill him at the same time, and then his tribe, Bani Hashim, would not be in a position to deal with all of you. Shaitan came up with the idea of killing the last messenger of Allah by presenting himself to the people. Shaitan came to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he was over the zakat and taught Abu Huraira what? Ayatul Kursi. Wallahi, Shaitan can appear as a human being to one of you. So those of us who have people in our lives who are giving us bad advice, who are bad companions, the things that we see that we're doing with those people, wallahi, they're shayateen. Those of you who own stores and the Budweiser truck driver comes up to your store, wallahi, that's shaytan. Those of you who come and you will purchase and you buy that lottery machine and you give and you take the cards and tickets and the money, that's shaytan. You look at your own situation. The point is, Ya Abdullah or Ya Amatullah, the tricks of shaitan are many. He comes to us through the door of being stingy. He comes to us and he gets us from ignorance. The man who is ignorant, he'll hurt himself and others in making an attempt to try to do right. The tricks of shaitan are many. So we say to each brother and sister in al-Islam, in order to protect yourself and to preserve your sanity, in order to repel the Iblis and the Shaitan, we invite you to be of those people who take the book of Allah Ta'ala and they read it as the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any house that Surah Al-Baqarah is recited in it, the Shaitan will not enter into that house. Before the person eats, before the person goes into his house, before he does that, he says, Bismillah. Before the man has a relationship with his wife and he doesn't know whether or not Allah Ta'ala is going to give that woman and touch her womb, he says the dua and he seeks refuge in Allah from his shaitan so that Allah will protect that janine, that child from his shaitan. The point is, he keeps his tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah. With the remembrance of Allah, we are more apt to stay away from that which is haram. We are more apt to remember that Allah is watching. We are more capable to deal with the fitna of a shaitan. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who do not listen to the waswas of a shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us in making this effort to get His pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to firmly establish us upon the kitab and the sunnah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَنَا وَلَكُمْ الثَّبَاتِ وَالتَّوْفِيقِ أَقِمُ الصَّلَاةِ.